granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog his llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
No? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the mysterious case of Evelyn Ermentrude was finally solved when the phantom author revealed himself to be Mousie Gray, or rather his wife Gussie, with Mousie merely the front man. The case of Lum and Abner's bill from the wholesale house has also been solved since the old fellow scraped together enough money to cover it. As we look in on the little community today, we find that Lum has just returned from a trip to the county seat to pay that bill. Abner is looking at some packages Lum brought back with him. Listen.
Well, what's in these packages, Lum? Presents?
No, just some things I picked up at the printing shop at the county seat.
Oh?
I went over there after I got done paying that bill to the wholesale house.
You did, huh? Well, was the wholesale house glad to get that money?
I don't know. They never acted much like it.
They never?
That little bald-headed fella that wears his spectacles taking the money and never hardly said nothing.
Well, I do know.
Acted just like we owed him that money.
Well, we did owe it to him, didn't we, Lum?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, we owed him here.
Anyways, I never liked his altitude. From now on, all the business we do at that outfit's going to be done on a cash base. Granny's will show him.
Yeah, well, I believe that's what they said, Lum, in that letter we got from them the other day. Said cash base with them.
Next time, I'll take the money in there and pay it to them before we even order anything.
Yeah.
Throw it right in that little feller's face.
Yeah, it's a time. Good for you.
Might throw some of it on the floor, too.
On the floor, huh?
Yeah, make him stoop over and pick it up.
Oh, that'll make him mad. Oh, wait a minute, though. Where are we going to get all this money, Lum?
Oh, don't worry. We'll get it.
We will, huh?
Yeah, I got something here that's going to help with our finances, Abner.
Well?
We're branching out, you know it?
Branching out?
Taking on a sideline.
Well, good for us. Wonderful world.
I stopped in at this printing shop to get some pointers on what kind of books they've been publishing lately and all that. And you know what they told me?
No.
They said they never published no books at all.
They don't?
No, sir. They said just the big publishing houses in the East done that.
Well, I do know. Well, how do they make their money then? They got to make money to stay open.
Oh, they print up stuff for stores and pamphlets and bulletins for churches and greeting cards. They do an awful lot of greeting cards.
Greeting cards?
Yeah, you know, like happy birthday to brother dear and Mother's Day cards and congratulations on wedding anniversaries and new babies and graduation from high school.
Babies graduating from high school?
No, them two different cards.
Oh, here, I was wondering.
Look at these. I got a whole batch of samples from the printing shop.
Yeah. Let me look at them. Let me take a look at them.
We can patter the ones that I'm going to print up after these.
Yeah. That doggy, these look pretty good, you
ain't
know
that
what?
Pretty, them flowers on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty in there. That little blue ribbon on there. That makes it look awful pretty. Look here, this little envelope comes out here.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a little book of some kind in here. Let's see. Oh, for the land's sakes. Looky here.
What's the matter?
Look at that stork here. See there? With that young one.
Oh, yeah, that's
mouth
for
and
babies.
Yeah. Here's wishing lots of health and joy to a brand new bouncing baby boy. Well, yeah.
Reckon why they always call them bouncing baby boys.
I don't know. I've wondered about that. I saw folks drap them, but I never did see one bounce. They just sort of lay there.
Don't know what they want to send a baby a card for, no way. They can't read yet.
No, I'll save it for
them. There's a good one there on Father's Day. Sort of a joshing card. You see that?
Yeah. What does it say?
Oh, I don't recollect. Go ahead and read it.
Is there any Christmas cards in there? That's what I love. I love Christmas cards.
No, I never got none of them. Wasn't nobody to sell them to around here.
Well, why wouldn't it be, Lum?
Because everybody in town sells them. Leastways, every woman in town does, and might not have the youngin'.
Yeah, generally, there's a bunch selling them all
around. Yeah, right around Christmas time, they pester the life out of you.
Yeah.
Trying to sell Christmas cards in Pine Ridge is just like carrying coals to Newcastle.
Yeah. Well, I reckon you're right now that I think about it. I don't guess what...
What do you mean, huh?
What did you say about carrying coal?
Oh, I said carrying coal to Newcastle. You heard that before.
Why, no. This is the first time you mentioned it. Oh, about this new castle.
I don't know. It's a town, Summers.
Summers? Well, we better be finding out where it's at if we're going to start making delivers over there.
Making delivers over there?
Yeah, I hope it ain't very far from here, Lum, because I don't believe that truck of ours is strong enough to haul coal very far. And then another thing about the gas rationing and you got to save on rubber tires and all such as that. We better not be trying to put in those delivers way over someplace, Lum.
For goodness sake,
whereabouts we going to get that coal from it we're going to haul? Did you order some when you was at the county seat this morning?
No, of course not. I never ordered no coal there or no place else.
Well, how are we going to get it then? We ain't got over two or three buckets full of
them. Abner, ain't you never heard that old Eddard saying about carrying coal to Newcastle?
Huh?
You see, Newcastle is a place where there's a whole lot of coal mines. So they got all the coal they want there.
Well, why in the world are we hauling coal over there for then? We won't be able to sell none over there if they got all they want long.
Of course not. That's the whole idea of the saying.
Well, I believe we'd do a heap more business if we'd go to Newcastle and haul the coal back here. We can sell coal around here. Oh, is that what you meant in the first place? You just get it backwards?
No, it ain't. I said what I meant, but I just...
Well, now, if you got your mind made up and it's a good sideline, why, I'll go in with you on it, Lum, but... Well, I just don't think we'd be able to sell any coal in a place like that. Unless we cut our price way down. And we can't make no money that way, Lum, if we got to cut our price.
I never meant this was to be a sideline.
You mean we're quitting the store and going into the coal business for good?
No, we ain't quitting the store.
Oh, well, that's good. Doggies, you had me worried for a minute there.
Look, Abner, let's get this straight once and for all. All I said was that we wasn't going to sell Christmas cards in Pine Ridge because that'd be like that old lettered saying. It goes like this. Coals to Newcastle, owls to Athens, peppers...
Owls to Athens?
Something tells me Orton has said that.
You mean over in Tennessee?
Tennessee?
Yeah, there's a town over there named Athens. Some of Mose Moot's relays moved over there about 9 years ago. Don't you recollect Mose's brother that lived here and moved on?
Yeah, I recollect
that. That's where he moved, yeah.
I believe this must be some other Athens.
Well, it might be, I don't know. But that's the only one I know of. Mose said it was in the east part of the state there, but right now maybe he said the west part. I just don't recollect. Maybe here, I better call Mose up and make sure
no,
about
now,
that.
No, don't bother. Never mind. It don't matter which part of the state it's in.
Well, no, I reckon not. We can ask somebody when we get there, I reckon. Reckon what they want all them owls for.
I don't know.
Are they starting up an owl farm or something?
No, they don't want no owls, Abner.
They don't?
Of course not.
Doggies, Lum, I don't think I'm for this new sideline you studied up. Mold, your talk there, as near as I can figure it out, we get in our truck and we haul a load of coal to some folks that don't need any. Then we drive on to Tennessee with a batch of owls for folks that don't want any.
I don't know why I put up with this day in and day out.
Well, now,
for me,
maybe you just got that turned around, Lum. Maybe the owls were supposed to go to them folks in Newcastle.
No,
and
I never got it turned around, Abner. The sideline I was talking about was greeting cards.
For owls?
No, that's what we're going to sell. All kinds of greeting cards, except Christmas cards.
Oh, I see.
That's what I brung them samples for.
Yeah. You know, Lum, I bound you we could sell them cards to folks right here in Pine Ridge, Joe.
Of course we could. That's what I'm aiming on doing.
Well, what are we going to clean over to Tennessee for?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, now, why are we?
You figure that out for yourself, Abner. I ain't got a single answer left in me.
Well, now, come on now. Tell me, Lum, I want to know if I'm going in with you on this deal. Are you mad because I said I weren't in favor of the owl business?
No, I ain't mad, Abner. I'm just trying to keep from one stark, raving, mad, crazy.
Well...
You watch the store for a while, Abner. I'll be back later
on. Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. Where are you going, Lum?
I don't know. Someplace.
Well, now, where?
I'm going to go out and get measured for a straight jacket.
Huh. Well, I do know. Jacket. Doggies. Be getting ready for that trip, I reckon. Well, I reckon I better call Elizabeth. Oh, I wish Lum never had his heart set on that. Oh, he's getting these crazy ideas in his head, and ain't nothing that'll get him out. Wants to go in an owl business. Hello? Pearl? Is your mama there, honey? Ask her to step to the telephone. All right.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Hello, Abner.
Oh.
Well, howdy.
Excuse us. We never seen you on the phone.
Yeah, that's all right. Just a minute, Cedric. Wait a minute. Hello? Elizabeth? Well, I can't talk to you now, Elizabeth, because Mousy and Cedric just come in, and I got something important to talk to them about.
Something important, boy.
Yeah, well, I'll just have to call you later. I'm sorry I bothered you. Well, I wanted to tell you, though, I want you to get my Sunday suit and iron it for me. Well, I'm sort of aiming on making a trip here in a couple of days. Well, I'll tell you about it later now. All right, Elizabeth. Hey, goodbye, honey.
Well, what's there so important that you want to talk to me about, Mr.
Well, now, before we get into that, Abner, we want to see Lum. You see, Cedric and I have just written a new book that we want him to publish.
Yes, Mom, both of us wrote it.
Well, I don't know, Mousy, but I think Lum's giving up that business. Fact is, we're going into a new business. I ain't for it, but Lum's got his heart set on it, so I reckon it's a thing to do. Hey, Dogies, wait a minute. You fellas can help us, too.
Boy, I hope we can make a lot of money out of it.
Yeah, well, you might not get rich off of it right at first, Cedric, but later on I know you can. Mousy, are you still friendly with that hoot owl?
Yes, sir. Every night I'm out after dark, I always exchange hoots with him.
Well, do you think you could catch him?
Catch him?
I bound you I could. I've caught lots of owls.
Well, good for you, Cedric. Now, here, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pay you fellers 25 cents for every owl you catch.
2 bits apiece?
Yes, sir.
Will you, Shorna?
Why, sure I will. So now, you fellers go out tonight and bring all the owls you can find into the store here tomorrow, and I'll pay you cash for them. I know that we'll fry it, old love.